Namaskaram listeners, Om Shanti, this is Yashuna Yogi speaking and it's 5:20 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Now I've been researching about the best form of energy that we can use for our endurance rides or runs, and I have formulated quite a few solutions that can be used on the bike. But for the run, I've been mostly using dates and banana. But the problem with dates and banana is the difficulty in carrying it. So I've thought about, okay, let me explore the current gels that are there in the market. So tomorrow I'm going to experiment with Fastenup gels and seeing whether it really helps me in my performance, whether I have a sugar crash. I do not know. I have not used gels ever or for a longer time. So tomorrow I'll be using gels to really find out whether they are useful or not. And then I will formulate my own type of gels that we can use for our runs. So I have that plan ready. So I just have to see how that falls in place. Well, today I had a wonderful day. It started off with the swim, and again I got my personal best in my swimming. So definitely there is an improvement in my swimming. Today again, Coach Sai found out where I was going wrong in terms of my kick, and he really helped me in my kick when I was doing the kickboard kicking. So he told me to kick deep and lift my leg. I wasn't lifting my leg post kick. I was just kicking downward. The upward lift was missing. So that's what he corrected. And he also felt that my left leg wasn't kicking efficiently. So after making these two corrections, I'm sure there is still a long way for me to be really good at it. I could see a vast improvement in my speed. So I could see myself moving much, much faster. And when I saw my watch, I was at least around 2.5 minutes faster than my previous time only in kicking. So that says a lot about how to kick efficiently in water. I also was focusing today a lot on my breathing as well as my hip turnover. Now, you know, putting all these together is still a big task, because when I focus on one thing, I lose my focus on the other aspect of it. So when I'm focusing on my head turn, usually my breath goes for a toss. But I'm trying to stitch all of them together. I'm seeing improvements. So this definitely means that there is a lot of progress in my swim, and I can get it down further, you know. So yeah, pretty exciting times. I want to use or utilize this time to really take my swimming to the next level, you know, so that I can easily glide through water. So working on form is going to be the most important factor, and right now I have the time to work on it, so why not? Well, after coming back, I had to plan for my foundation training session. So I worked on a few exercises that I needed to practice for the foundation training session. And once I finalized that, I had my breakfast and then recorded the session. So I'm happy that the foundation training session is done, recorded. That's another big milestone for me, so that Monday I can just focus on my book. And that's what is you know, making me move forward. That timing should move forward. Well, after that, I immediately had a call with Venkat on the mobile app thingy. There was a few design discussions that we had. Now, the release of the app has been delayed because of the feedback, of course, that I had with the 4 to 5 people that I added. None of them were consistent in adding their own training data. So we felt that it won't make sense to release the app to a wider audience because they are anyways not going to do it for us. So we focused on, you know, saying, okay, let's keep it simple. Let's make sure that, you know, we pull in the data from Garmin and we show it, and then people can then, you know, verify it and evaluate the data. So that's how it's going to be, right? Well, so that is going to take a little more time and effort to get that thing done. I hope that this things get resolved as soon as possible. It's been more than a year since we've been working on this app. And once it's out, I think that will be really, really useful for everyone. Post-meeting, I took a power nap and then started working on the training plans. I had to assign the performance improvement plan to everybody. So I got that thing done. And of course, modifying the training plans for a few trainees. Then I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Today's podcast, I learned about muscle exercises, protein intake, how to, you know, time your protein intake so that you develop better muscles, recover faster, and perform better. So I've been listening to that, trying to research, and I'm working on all these stuff. Also, have been changing my diet. Like I told you, I've added salads into my diet so that I increase the fiber intake, and that is actually helping me also, I feel, in my recovery, in my food eating habits. I'm eating less carbs, you know, and eating more of fiber, so that's making me fuller, or, you know, it's satiating my diet. So that's another area of improvement that I'm going. I want to achieve my race weight. Now, with that focus, I feel I will be able to really pinpoint and reach my race weight at least by 28th of August, where the Hyderabad Marathon is going to be there. Well, after that, I had a few calls and then just a few modifications still in the plan. So now I've done with all the plan modifications. I've done with the basic structure for the month of July and August. And I will be soon sending a message to everyone to just review their workouts for the next couple of months and give me their feedback and queries in case they have any. And that's how my day went. Tomorrow, I plan to go for my long run. So that is going to be the important tick that I want to make off. And it's going to be a 3-hour run. And I'm planning to use 5 gels, you know, separated every 30 minutes. The first one after 40 minutes and the rest every 30 minutes. So let's see how that thing goes. I'll definitely keep this group posted on that front and see how it goes. So the effort is going to be tempo based efforts. Want to make sure that I put in a real good effort during my runs and try to maintain a specific pace target that I have around 5 to 5:10 is what I want to target. and see whether I'm able to achieve that or not. Well, folks, that's all I have from my side. Hope you're having a great time. Please do take care of yourself. Enjoy your weekend with your loved ones. Stay strong, stay hungry, keep smiling. Om Shanti.